Coach, how you doing?
Good, good. How's it going?
Good.
Everything's good. Hey, you a couple of years ago obviously went through changing a quarterback in season. The Chiefs are obviously dealing with that right now. What was that like for you?
Well, you know, I think it's probably some similarities to the situation. And you have a quarterback like Kansas City has with Palco that sure they have a lot of confidence in, that has a good skill set, that's smart and works hard and is well prepared and, you know, is ready to step in and run the offense the way it needs to be run. And that's what Matt prepared to do behind Tom, and he did a pretty good job, though, won 11 games.
Palco does have a different skill set, as you mentioned. What's the difference in preparation for your team?
No, I don't think the skill sets are that different. I think he can do the things that Matt can do, and I think he can probably do whatever they need him to do offensively. Man, he can run. He's got a good arm. He's smart. He works hard. He's accurate. He's left-handed, but in otherwise, I think there are a lot of similarities between those players.
What was your relationship? Could you describe what your relationship was like, the working relationship with Scott Pioli during your time there?
Great. It's great.
Bill, what did he do?
Won a lot of games. Scott handled the personnel, and I handled the coaching. And, you know, we worked together on, you know, different decisions within the organization as it related to, you know, personnel and drafting and so forth. But, you know, we had a very good relationship on and off the field. And you know, we spent time together. You know, our families were, you know, had a good relationship, and we, you know, we worked hard together. But we also, you know, enjoyed some other things away from football together.
Bill, even going back to New York or Cleveland, what did you notice that Scott did well? What did he have a knack for early on that you noticed?
You know, Scott works hard. He's very meticulous, detailed. Is definitely a person that, you know, dots his I's, crosses his T's, very well prepared, thorough. You know that when he gives an opinion or he asks him to do something, that he's thought through it. And if he hasn't, he'll tell you that and say, hey, I need a little more time. Let me give this a little more thought. But when he's done it, that he's, you know, he's covered the bases, and, you know, it's not just some, you know, whim of an idea. It's something that he had thought out and had given a lot of, looked at from several different angles, and then came back with whatever the, you know, opinion or recommendation was. Gets along well with people. You know, can work with different, you know, as a coach or particularly as a head coach, and also in personnel. You know, you have to work with a lot of different people. As you know, there's a lot of different personalities. You've got, you know, quarterback types, offensive lineman types, you know, receivers, defensive players, specialists, you know, there's different needs and different kind of personality traits within all those different position groups, and players come from, you know, everywhere, geographically, socially, economically, religiously, culturally. I mean, it's, you know, football brings in a big mix of people, and I think Scott does a good job of relating to all the different groups and getting along with them, but most importantly, relating to them and being able to understand what, you know, what their needs are, what's unique about them.
Football wise, what was he able to do that most personnel folks or most football folks aren't able to do or see or whatever?
I don't know. I worked with Scott for a long time. I haven't worked with, you know, a lot of other people as a head coach, really only one other person besides Scott. So it may be hard for me to compare him to, you know, all the other people in the league just because I haven't worked with them. But, you know, I can just tell you what my relationship was with Scott, and, you know, how much he contributed to our success when he was here.
Well, looking back, how much did he... And obviously you, but how much did he have to do with sort of crafting that culture that you guys built, you know, early last decade and continuing into now?
Well, you know, I think everybody that was here, you know, had a part in it. And, I mean, I had a small role. Scott had a small role. Tom Brady had a small role. Willie McGinnis had a small role. Teddy Bruschi had a small role. You know, Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel. I mean, we all had small roles in it. But when you combine it all together, those, you know, scores of people in each of their areas and area of responsibility and working together, collectively, you know, we're able to produce, a team and whatever that team constitutes. But that's what we had then, and that's what we have now. You know, each of us has a small part in that team. It's an important part, but, you know, each of us has a small part because we're all dependent upon so many other people in it. And, you know, that comes not only from the star players, but, you know, it comes from all the players on the team, all the assistant coaches, all the support people, all the personnel people, ownership. I mean, all the way. I mean, it's all got to be blended together. It's not, you know, one person can't do that. Two people can't do it. You know, you need, you know, 60, 70, 80 people that are all part of that.
Coach, switching gears a little bit, it's become such a pass-friendly league. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's the rule changes? Do you think it's better quarterback play?
It's probably a combination of a lot of things, and those are some of them. I mean, you know, definitely we're seeing more of that on the college level too, so players are coming into this league more experienced, you know, in the passing game. I mean, relative to, you know, some of college football we saw, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you know, a lot of 15 passes a game kind of thing, and, sure, you know, option football and stuff like that. I mean, not that you still don't see some of that, but, you know, I think that the college game has expanded as a passing game, and, you know, therefore we see a lot of skilled players and are further developed in some of those areas. You know, the rules, the ability of the defensive players to defend the running game. I'm sure it's a combination of a lot of things.
Coach, you think that's going to be something that's here to stay, that from here on out it's going to be this kind of pass-first league, or is it just kind of a temporary deal?
Well, I think the NFL's always been a passing league. It's been a passing league ever since I've been in it. Not that the running game isn't important. I'm not saying
right. That.
The running game is important, but the majority of the yardage, and, you know, is majority of the yardage is gained in the passing game, and that's been that way for a long time.
Certainly, though, the offenses seem league-wide to be more explosive now. Is it at all frustrating to you that there's such an emphasis now on offensive play, it seems, that
I think the emphasis is on winning. So you do what you feel you can do, what you need to do, and you feel what you do, what you have to do to win on in all three phases of the game: offense, defense, special teams. So whatever you feel like gives your team the best chance to win, then I think that's what you do. I think that's what the emphasis is. I mean, anything else is driven by that.
Coach, you mentioned there are a lot of reasons for this, all the points and yardage being scored. You mentioned the way it starts on the college level. You also kind of referenced the rule changes. What rule changes specifically have helped lead to this?
Well, I mean, depends on how far back you want to go.
In the last, 5 years, it seems like there's, or even, I'd say the last 2 or 3 years, there's really been an uptick in offense.
Yeah, I don't know if you can relate it to the last couple of years, but, I mean, certainly since I came into the league, things like the chucking rule and liberalization of, you know, holding and things like that. But, I mean, you know, on a year-by-year basis, you know, I don't know.
Well, Bill,
look, I'm not trying to give you a whole big issue on trends. I mean, I'm just trying to coach a football team and get them ready to play the Kansas City Chiefs. And in all honesty, that's the only team I'm watching. I'm not watching the other, you know, our team and their team. I'm not watching the other 30 teams. I can't tell you what everybody in the league is doing. I don't want to know what everybody in the league is doing. I want to know what we're doing. And this week I want to know what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. So you're probably asking the wrong person to try to, you know, analyze the National Football League, because you probably see more games than I have.
Take two final questions, please.
Bill, one more question about Scott. How have you seen him take what, and maybe you haven't seen anything, but I imagine you still keep in contact with him, but how have you seen him take what he's learned there from you and the organization there and what you guys did together and make the Chiefs his own, so to speak?
I mean, I think that's a question you really have to ask Scott. I'm not there, so I really can't tell you, what he took, from here. I really don't know the answer to that question. I can just say that looking at the Kansas City Chiefs, the last time we played them was in 2008, opening day, and where that team is now relative to where it was then, I think that they're, that it's a much, much better football team. I think that they're, they do a very good job of coaching. They're sound. They're tough. They have a lot of explosive players on both sides of the ball. They have a lot of schemes that are hard to prepare for. They have, a good return game. They're good, lead the league in kickoff coverage. They can run the ball. They can pass it down the field. They can pass it in the intermediate areas. They can defend the run. Tom Bahaly's one of the best pass rushers in the league. They're a ball-hawking secondary that intercepts a lot of passes and takes the ball away from you in the passing game. I think that Johnson's one of the best inside linebackers that we've seen all year. Hawley, Johnson, Flowers. I mean, there's some outstanding players on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. And the team itself is well coached and fundamentally sound. They make you work for everything. And if you're sloppy and you aren't doing things right, then they capitalize on it by making big plays or by turning the ball over or by knocking the quarterback down. So, I see a much more competitive, not that, again, we barely won that game in 2008, and, I have a lot of respect for Herman Edwards, and I'm not trying to, say anything negative about him, but I'm just saying, comparing this team to the team we saw that team in 2008, Carr was a rookie, Flowers is a rookie. I mean, there was a lot of young people there that have developed and grown into, amongst the best players in the league. So, in a quarterback situation, obviously, with Matt going out there, he turns into a Pro Bowl quarterback, and, that's something that really wasn't on the team in 2008. So, from a personnel standpoint, from an overall performance standpoint, I mean, this is a team that won their division last year and, has lost a couple of, tough, close games this year, and, there's a long way to go, but, they're going to be right in the fight all the way through here.
Any final question?
That'll do it. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.